No, that is very cruel of them to say these people are faking adoptions. We have seen the photos and videos. They've been inhumanly treated. They've been beaten up and they were forced to eat the dead. A lot of things happened during their adoption. Then, therefore, it is very, very, very inhuman for the deputy minister to say they are faking it. It was done by ZANU-PF because they were arrested by the police and taken away, handed over to the state security agents and the ZANU-PF functionaries who tortured them until the following day. So really, it is not fair for them to say these people are faking adoptions.
So you're saying that, in fact, there is some factionalism in the MTC. That's why things are happening this way.
There is no factionalism in the MTC. It's only ZANU-PF which is trying to interfere with our operations. That is why they have engaged the likes of Togozani, Monzora, and the Komichis to work with them. But the generality or the membership of GEDA, they know that their leader is Chamisa. There's no factionalism. We are working as a unit. We are working together as a party.
So they are saying maybe members are abducting each other.
There's no way the members of the party can adapt to one another because we are working together as one. There's no factionalism in our party.
So now they are even saying that the same happened to Dr. Peter Makombei. You still remember the doctor that was allegedly abducted by state security agents?
Yeah, he was abducted. That's why he has since left the country. Although he was not the member of the party, belongs to the Doctors Association, not the MTC Alliance. He belonged to the Doctors Association. He was abducted and immediately left the country and is now living outside Zimbabwe because of ZANU-PF. So they mustn't lie that the ones are kidnapping people, torturing them, and some are not even seen up to today.